It's an unseasonably warm December day, 70 degrees and sunny. There's a herd of cows in the distance grazing in a wide stretch of open pasture. And underneath a clear blue sky, dozens of teenage boys are playing at Sabine Creek Ranch, some throwing around a basketball, others kicking a soccer ball on a large field. It looks like summer camp, except Christmas is just 3 days away. Sarah Walker, who co-owns Sabine Creek with her husband, Eddie, says they're planning a Christmas celebration they believe these kids deserve.
We're going to do a special Christmas Eve dinner. We're going to try to serve tamales that evening and probably have a time of caroling with the kids. Some people have donated and brought items to a local church, and we'll package some gifts for them. And then we'll have a special meal on Christmas Day also.
This is just one way the staff is trying to make the kids comfortable. All 179 of them recently crossed the Texas-Mexico border alone. Officials with the Federal Office of Refugee Resettlement say they left their homes in Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, and elsewhere to flee gang violence and poverty. Sarah Walker says little gestures make all the difference.
We try to make sure we're smiling and being warm and welcoming toward them so they feel like this is a safe and a happy place for them to be.
Sabine Creek Ranch joins Lakeview Camp and Retreat Center in Ellis County as the second North Texas location to open its doors to unaccompanied kids. Just like the 500 children at Lakeview, the kids at Sabine Creek will stay for 21 days while federal officials attempt to connect them with family already living in the U.S. There are 136 boys and 43 girls at Sabine Creek, sleeping in cabins with wood-paneled walls. In the girls' dorm, bunk beds fill the room and an AC unit rumbles on the back wall, but there's still plenty of space to move and play.
They might watch a movie, do crafts, play soccer, play basketball. So they do quite a bit to keep them occupied. We give them snacks during the day, make sure they're hydrated. So they stay busy.
The federal government has allocated $428 a day per child. 60 of those dollars will cover three hot meals, two snacks, and a bed. The rest is for staff, security, and health care. Eddie Walker, Sabine Creek co-owner, says the community has also been very supportive, and he's proud of the example they're setting.
I was telling somebody the other day, I was reading some story Jesus told about people are standing before God, and he said, I was hungry, I was thirsty, and you welcomed me. And if you get a call and kids need a place to stay, they need food and shelter, and you can help, you do that.
The Walkers say they understand the concerns some people have about the security of these camps, but they see helping the kids as a privilege. They hope they'll get letters from them many years from now with stories about their lives. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.